Say good morning, family of God. I would not make any introduction because of the sake of time. So we're going to go right into the Word of God. But first, one thing I would like to let you know, whenever I ask to minister the Word of God to the people of God, whatever passage I get, first I allow it to speak to me so then I could be able to tell you just what it said. So it is my word, but thus said the Lord. We are going to look at Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, we're going to read from verse 3. Also for the sake of time, and he spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, behold a sower went forth to sow seeds, and when he had sown, some seeds they fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them. Some fell upon thorns, upon stony places, where they had no much earth. And they sprung up, and because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and they became, and because they had no root, they withered away. Verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns, they sprung up, and it choked them. But others fell into good ground, and they brought forth fruits, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. And Jesus said, who hath ears to hear, let them hear. This is the word of the Lord. Our Father, we thank you for your word that can show us the way, that can teach us how to walk. Your word, O God, which would be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path as we live in this darkness of sin. We pray, God, as your word go forth, you may give your servant the help by the Spirit of God. And as your people listen, you may give them a heart to receive your word, that they may desire to go and do likewise. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. In this parable, is known as the parable of the sower. As we know, a parable is a simple story with a spiritual meaning. And Jesus, he had loved to speak them. In this parable, the seed represent the word of God. The sower represent the proclaimer or the preacher of the word of God. And the soil represent the heart of man, our people. We're going to look at this parable, what it is saying to us. My theme is a question, and the question is asked, how do you receive the word of God? In James chapter 1 verse 21 says, therefore, laying aside all filthiness an overflowing of malice, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your soul. In our time of instant information and busy schedule with our time, occupied with social media and self-desires, it is time to slow down and apply the word of Psalms 46 to our lives, which says, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still and know that I am God. Many of us, we seem to be so busy with our own agenda and activity in life, instead of wisely and calmly sitting at the feet of Jesus like Mary, not like Martha. We need to be ready to hear what God has to say to us in his word. And in Matthew chapter 13, in this parable of the sower, Jesus described four reactions to the truth of God's word. Number one, our first, there is the hard heart. Rich represent the seed that fall on the wayside. They hear the word of God and does nothing about it. They does not apply it to their life. These, they just cannot bear fruits. Second, there is the shallow heart. The seeds that fell on the rocky soil or on the stony ground. Those who are very emotional, but have no depth of growth in their lives. They bear no fruits. Thirdly, there is the crowded heart. The seeds that fall on the soil with thorns and weeds. These represent the word. They receive the word with excitement, but they lack repentance and they permit sin to choke the very word that they heard. And finally, there is the fruitful heart. The fruitful heart, they that receive the word with gladness, and they allow it to bring forth fruits. Some 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. You determine what kind of soil your heart will be. You determine if you will have a hard heart, a shallow heart, a crowded heart, or a fruitful heart. You determine how the word of God will affect your life. It's up to you and me. The word of God cannot work in our lives unless we receive it the right way. There is only one way to receive it, and is the right way. 2 years ago, we all experienced a worldwide pandemic that changed our perspective with time. To be still and know that I am God, Psalms 46, verse 10. 2 years later, we need to be still and know that I am God. It's time to make time to apply the word of God in our life. I said it's time to take time to apply the word of God to our life. In James 1, 22 to 25, can you put it on the board for me, please? James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. We can all read this together. It's on the board. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself and goes away, and immediately he forgets the kind of man he was. But he who looks into his perfect law of liberty and continues therein it, is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. This man will be blessed in whatever he doeth. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. This man will be blessed in whatever he do. That's what the word of God says. In Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And him he meditate night, day and night. This man shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in due season. And whatsoever he do, he shall prosper. He take the word of God to bring you to that place where you need to be. In Psalms 119, verse 9 says, how can someone cleanse the way? That's a question. And the answer is by taking heed thereof according to the word of God. Psalms 119 verse 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a lamp and a light unto my path. It show you the direction where you need to go. It's like in darkness, it show you the light. That's the purpose of the word of God. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people destroy for lack of knowing the word of God. Psalms 119 verse 7, sorry, verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. That scriptures, it explains itself. I don't need to go in detail for these scriptures. It just say what it means, and it means just what it says. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, he says, as newborn babes desire the word is sincere milk of the word of God, that you may grow thereby. In Psalms 107, he says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. You hear that? The law or the word of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The word converting means to change, to restore, to direct, or instruct. That's what the word of God, that's what the law does for us. Can you put Psalms chapters 19, verse 7 on the board? Psalms chapter 19 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statute of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Praise the Lord. Here in this verse, the law reaches the word of God. It is what it does, it instructs and directs in the way of truth. That's what it does to us. It instructs and directs in the way of truth. This passage, it presents six titles to the law of God. The six titles are law, the testimony, statute, commandment, the fear, and the judgment. And he also presents six character to the law of God. Six character, which is, it's perfect, it's sure, right, pure, clean, and true. And also six result of the law of God. The result of it's converting the soul, make wise the simple, rejoice the heart, enlighten the eyes, and it's enduring forever. And it said it's righteous all together. Praise the Lord. That's what the word of God does. But it didn't stop there. Listen what verse 10 says. It is more to be desired than gold. He said, yet much gold, much sweeter, also than the honeycomb. The word of God, he said, is more to desire than gold. And it's sweeter than the honeycomb. Have you ever tasted a honey that is real right in the comb? I could tell you about it. I went in a beehive one time and I get the natural honey and it's sweet to my taste. And if you begin to read the word of God, spend time in the word of God, you will see how sweet it would be to your taste. You would not want to leave it when you start it, my friend. You just want to meditate upon it, as the psalmist says, day and night. But listen what he does. He says, moreover, by them is thy servant be warned. That's where you get warning. He warn you, he instruct you, he show you the way to go. That's what he does to you. But only when you spend time in it, you could get the instruction from it. And then when you get the instruction from the word of God, you'd know how to walk, way to go. Let it lead you and you follow. You take the word of God to change your heart. You take the word of God to change your life. You take the word of God to give you direction and instruction. Not the things of this world, not the people of this world. Hence the reason why the word of God says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It starts with the mind. And when your mind is renewed, you will know what is the true and accepted will of God, and you will want to do it. You will want to follow the pathway. You will want to go where the Spirit says to go, because you understand what the word means. That's why the word of God says, my people are perishing for lack of knowing the word of God. When you don't know the word of God, that's why we make mistake, we make error. That's the time we make mistake. But if we know the word of God, and we follow the precept, the command, the statute of the word of God, we would go do what the word of God says, and we would not find ourselves in situation or in difficulty where we have to make ourselves shame or disgrace and disgrace to the Spirit of God. That's all it is. That's what it says. Moreover, by them is thy servant won, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. Praise the Lord. I said, in keeping of the word of God, there is great reward. That's what the psalmist tells us. He shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in his season, and whatsoever he do, he shall prosper. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Psalms 111, verse 7 and 8, all his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and forevermore, and are done in truth and in righteousness. Everyone, all his commandments, all the word of God is sure and true. He stands in truth and in righteousness forever and ever. And the word of God says, not a tittle, not a jot would be lost from the word of God. The word of God is yea, nay, and amen. The word of God has the final saying. Final saying comes from the word of God. In John 8, 32, Jesus says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What is truth? That's a question that Pilate had asked Jesus Christ himself. He was looking at truth in his face, and he asking him, what is truth? Praise the Lord. Thy word is truth. The same word that we are talking about right now, the word is truth. And if you know this truth, which is the word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It shall make you free in every circumstances, how you think, how you act, how you react. It shall make you free. You shall walk free, be free, and you shall also set free. That's what the word will do to you. Praise the Lord. The truth is going to set you free by knowing it. You know the word of God, it could make you free. Free to stand amongst liars, amongst kings, and amongst whosoever. Amongst the philosophers, amongst the educators, because you know what the word of God is going to say, and there is nothing to compare with the word of God. I say it's sweeter than the honeycomb to my taste. How it is to your taste. We need to take time and spend time in the word of God. This morning, you have heard the word. You determine what you're going to do with it. You determine if you want the word of God, which is the truth, to set you free in any condition. You spend time in the word. You read the word and let the word apply truth to your life. The word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It would show you when you're in darkness. It would open up the way and show you light. This morning you have heard the word. If you have not yet trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul, I want to let you know this morning that Jesus died, he was buried, rose again for your justification. And if you apply the word of God by believing, as Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Simple like this. You hear the word, you believe what the word says, you accept the Lord Jesus Christ because he died for your sin, because we all came into the world as sin. We inherit sin from Adam. He disobeyed God. And if you believe what the word of God says, that we all have sinned, I have sinned, and fall short to the glory of God, and I want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, you can do that. Wherever you are, whoever you are, you can trust the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. If you have not made this choice, you can make it even right now and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. I trust that this word may be of great blessing to your heart, for his name and mercy's sake. Amen.